time to answer one of the questions that has come into Dr. Sean Riley and his team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, this time the question has to do with shin splints. This person's training for a half marathon and continues to struggle with shin splints. Before we talk about what this person can do, let's make sure we define it. What exactly are shin splints?
Sure, Scott. Shin splints are, you know, typically seen most commonly in runners. Those are the you know, types of folks that we see with shin splints. And it's stress or overuse of the bone or the tissues, the muscles, the tendons, and so forth with increased activity over your tibia, which is your tibia is your big shin bone. And so a lot of times just a lot of the tissues around that bone, the bone itself may become irritated or aggravated just from overuse. And it's, you know, it's kind of a nagging injury. It can really affect, you know, performance and even training for a lot of folks that they, you know, they have so much shin pain, they're unable to even continue to train or run. So typically you're going to feel some form of pain right there on that big shin bone, which is your tibia. You're going to feel that on the front part of your, on your shin. So things that typically cause it, you know, one of the things that we look at first and foremost is the, you know, what are their mechanics like? And when I talk about mechanics, we're going to look at, you know, do they have flat feet? You know, is there something going on with their arch? So the running mechanics typically can determine if they pronate, which means their feet might, you know, on foot strike might kind of go to the inside, or supinate means it goes to the outside. So the first thing we want to make sure they have a good shoe. And these days with these running, you know, with the sneakers, these running sneakers that are available, you're able to go in to a running store. And they can check you out and determine what shoe is best for you. It's just like with golf clubs. You know, a lot of us years ago, you just go out and buy a set of clubs right off the rack. And, you know, it makes a big difference if you spend a little time and maybe a little extra money, you go in and you get properly fit for your equipment. Well, it's the same thing with your running shoes. I mean, years ago, you would just go, you know, find a cool pair of running shoes online and buy them. But it's really important that you go in, sit down, you visit with someone that knows what they're talking about, and determine what's going to be a good shoe for you. And then overuse is the second thing. We just see a lot of folks that go too fast, too hard, too soon, you know, meaning, you know, their foot, their body, they're not conditioned to go out and start training and running. And so, you know, they go out and they pull up a half marathon program online, and then they just start following this. Prior to that, they were sitting behind a desk for weeks and, you know, at a time and not, they haven't trained for anything. And so I think it's really important too that you, you know, you kind of slow roll it, you get into it, you let your body get properly accustomed and conditioned so that you can, you know, take the stress and so forth of the running.
Are there ways to stretch or anything to avoid it?
Absolutely. That's one of the next things that I was going to talk about. So the calf, you know, your calf muscles should be one of the biggies that you should address. And so one of the things that I spoke of, an orthotic is an insert that could go in a shoe. And a lot of times we'll see patients with, you know, calf tightness can affect the way the foot strikes. So we've talked about foam rolling and doing things like that in the past, or manual therapies. Massage is a really good option to break some of that tissue up. So I would focus on manual therapies initially on the calf. So massage, active release type therapies, different things that we do here in the clinic. And then a good stretching program, you know, just to really maintain mobility there in your calf. Additionally, you know, we talk about biomechanically, you want to look at different parts of the body. A lot of times we'll see common weaknesses or mobility issues in the hips as well, and the glutes. So, you know, we've talked in the past about gluteal amnesia. You know, you sit on your butt all day long, the glutes become weak. You're typically going to compensate in some other part, or some, you know, potentially your knee or even into your ankle and foot. So we would work, you know, we want to address maybe glute stability. And then in addition to that, we want to look at hip mobility. A lot of times folks that sit all day long, they develop tightness in their hips. That can, you know, relate to some compensations as well. And then just general core stability. You know, those are just, you know, activating your core and your trunk. Those are things that should be focused on as well. But, you know, training barefoot, that's the last thing that I was going to speak about. That's one of the things that's kind of, there's a lot of research that's coming out these days that will, it's a way for you to train your arches. Running barefoot, promotes proper foot strike and so forth. But it's an interesting way to, you know, to train your archers. That being said, I would definitely visit with a physical therapist, your chiropractor, your physician to determine maybe what your problems are and what issues that you're having, that so you're able to address the problem first. You know, what's causing the shin splints? Is it, you know, is it overuse? Is it a problem with your foot? Do you have weakness or tightness in your hips or your core? And from there, you can develop a plan and move forward. But just if you are out there suffering from shin splints, you know, always ice and rest and some type of anti-inflammatory are going to be really good options to manage the symptoms.
If you have a question about an ache or pain that continues to bother you, contact Dr. Riley and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, 918-743-3737.